When you drive a vehicle so reliable it's backed by a 10-year, 100,000-mile limited warranty, you stop thinking about what you can't do and start doing what you never thought possible. Visit your local Kia dealer today to see what you're capable of in a vehicle that inspires confidence around every corner. Kia. Movement that inspires.
Call 800-333-4KIA for details. Always drive safely. Limited inventory available. Warranties include 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain and 5-year, 60,000-mile basic. Warranties are limited. See retailer for details.
Morning Show 960. The Ref, it is presented by St. Mary's Medical Group. Logan and Dave along with you. Dave, are you looking out your window right now?
I am.
That is some blue skies, man. I haven't seen that in a while.
Absolutely love it.
Well, I guess last weekend was nice, but it's been a rough couple of days, just nasty and gloomy. So welcoming the beautiful weather coming up the next several days. Happy birthday to Elton John, 73 years old. Have we hit all your favorites this morning, Dave?
So far, yes.
Okay, let me know if there's anything I'm missing.
You've stayed away from some I don't want to hear. I think that might be more important. But no, yeah, there you go with Elton John, for sure. Well, thanks again to Don Babbitt. It was great talking to him. Certainly looking forward to our next conversation here with Harris English, one of our great dogs on tour, former Georgia golfer, but never a former Bulldog, and Harris is checking in with us, I believe, down in St. Simon's, or excuse me, at Sea Island. Harris, good morning. How are you today?
Good morning, guys. Doing well. Just trying to use this quarantine time, get some time with the family, and hanging out here down in Sea Island. It's been great weather, and getting a little beach time, getting a little golf time in. Luckily, the courses are still open, so I don't lose my mind too bad down here. But we're trying to make do.
Cool. Now, so are they telling you, though, even with the courses open, you still got to practice the social distancing thing?
Yeah, we're actually having a little makeshift tournament out at Frederica Golf Club today. I think there's going to be about 12 of us, but I would assume we're all riding in our own golf cart, not even riding with each other, and not touching the pins, not touching the rakes, and trying to do the best we can with not spreading the virus.
What about what do you do with I think I read too about like not putting out. I know you guys, there's no such thing as a gimme for you guys. You putt everything out, but they were saying pulling the ball out of the cups, another thing to try to stay away from. What are y'all doing for that?
Yeah, I'm not really sure. I haven't played a whole lot since the players tournament a couple weeks ago, so I don't know what they're doing. I've heard of some courses putting pool noodles in the hole, so if you hit the pool noodle, it's you make it. So people aren't reaching the hole. I don't know what they're going to do. We're gonna find out here in a little while.
Talking with Harris English, who's joining us here on the morning show.
I love that pool noodle idea, by the way.
I know, yeah, really.
I feel like that gives me a little better shot, Dave. I don't know about
yeah,
that.
Yeah, no doubt.
But Harris, you mentioned playing in the Players the last time you for a lot of you guys, last time competitive playing, but We've had Coach Hack on the phone this week. We had Chris Kirk as well. Just how are you and just talking about staying active? I know they had the courses open, but what kind of a momentum killer is this for someone that was about to go into the season like that?
Yeah, it's tough. I mean, throughout the year, you kind of circle golf tournaments to where you want your game to be peaking, and obviously the Players is one of those. One of the highest purses we play for all year. 5-year exemption on tour, gets you in all the majors, gets you in all the biggest golf tournaments in the world. So obviously that's one I had circled and felt like my game was peaking at the right time. I played good down at the Honda 2 weeks before that, played good, top 10 at Bay Hill the week before. So I felt like I was in a good spot, and obviously playing well on Thursday to put myself in a good position. And it was just kind of disappointing. I know why they called it off, but as a competitor, I wanted to keep going and see if I could pull out a win at the Players. And that's a huge feather in the cap for any professional golfer. I know it's not considered a major, but for all of us, it's way up there in the same ballpark as the other majors.
It's the strongest field, though. I mean, it's tougher than a major, isn't it? It's because you literally have the best field you'll have all year.
Yeah, I agree. I mean, it's the top players on the PGA Tour, then all the top 50 guys in the world come over from Europe and Asia and Australia, everywhere else. So you're right. I mean, it is the best field in golf, and they, I mean, $2.7 million to the winner. I mean, they make the stakes as high as possible for one of the most iconic golf courses on tour.
Talking with Harris English. By the way, I go ahead and tell people you finished second at the Players this year. Is that okay to do?
Fair enough.
Yeah, that's perfect. It was weird on, I think, Friday afternoon or Saturday morning after they had canceled the tournament. They always, after Sunday, usually a Sunday finish, they text us with how many FedEx Cup points we got, the money we earned, and where we stand in the FedEx. And they did it. They sent me the text accidentally, like I had finished tied for second. So I had 350 FedEx Cup points, $1,400,000. So I was like, oh my God, they're actually going to do this. And then right after that, they sent me a text to disregard the previous text.
Don't.
And they ended up paying us all equally. But it was a little salt lick, but it was kind of funny at the time.
So you, that is interesting. So you did play the one round, and by the way, I think it was it Hideki Matsuyama he shot like a 63 or something. You shot a 65. I think there were a couple other guys that shot 65. So you do get a little something for your effort. Is that how they kind of worked it out financially for y'all?
Yeah. I think they each paid us around $50,000, which was very nice of them to do. They just took half the purse. I think the purse was $15 million, which is by far the highest on tour, and just cut it in half and distribute it to everybody equally. I think there's 144 players in the field, so everybody got paid the same, but they really didn't have to do that, and that was nice on the tour's part to pay us a little something.
Yeah. What is it about that course? It's weird. It's like no one's won that tournament more than twice. I don't think anyone's ever won it back-to-back. I mean, what is it about the course? And, you know, everybody knows about number 17 and everything, but what is it about the course as a whole where it's like not – usually in most tournaments, there's a guy or two that's won, like, you know, won the tournament five or six times in their career. But for whatever reason, the Players is not like that. Why is it – the course itself? But what is it that makes it unusual in that sense?
Yeah, I agree with that. I mean, you see all these top players. I mean, Tiger's won it before, but he hasn't really played well since. All the top players in the world have won it, but never have really won it more than once or twice. Pete Dye is the course designer, and really all of his courses are set up to make you uncomfortable, especially on the tee ball. And I feel like his courses, more than anything, you really just have to execute well. You can know the course like the back of your hand, but if you don't hit it exactly where you want to, you're going to get penalized. And that course, more than any of them, I mean, I played well my rookie year there and then haven't really played well since. But it's just about execution. It's a really tough golf course. The rough's up. There's water everywhere staring you in the face off the tee. I mean, it's just a very uncomfortable golf course, and you gotta be on top of your game to play well there.
And then when you are, you can go out and throw darts and shoot a 65 like you did. We're talking with Harris English, who's joining us from Sea Island.
Harris, when the announcement came, I guess when everything hit the fan about 12 days ago, but one of the casualties of this is obviously the Masters. That's a tournament that sits with a whole lot of people, fans and players included. But was that so far, I guess, one of the bigger gut punches so far that we find out it's not going to happen on time?
Yeah, it was very disappointing to hear that. I mean, obviously, the first weekend in April, everybody knows the Masters is coming on, and I know for me, even when I'm not in the field of the Masters, mm-hmm. I'm watching Amen Corner, I'm tuning into it way more than I would a regular PGA Tour event or even another major. I don't know if that's growing up in Georgia and just being around it my whole life. But it's going to be strange. I don't think they've not had the tournament in April since maybe World War II, in the 30s or 40s. I'm not really sure when the last time they haven't had it in April. So it's going to be very strange when it comes. And hopefully they can pack it in sometime in October. I know they just canceled the Olympics or postponed it until next year. So I'm hoping they can find a time to squeeze squeeze Augusta in there, and hopefully I can be in the field this year.
Yeah, that would be fantastic. And you're having a great year right now, 24th in the FedEx. And you know what's – all right, so not trying to bring up a bad thing here, but you know how funny golf is that you've made every cut this season except the one in your backyard. And, I mean, that's just so bizarre to me.
Yeah, it's strange. It's kind of weird playing at home. I mean, everybody assumes that I go play the seaside and plantation golf course all the time. It is. I mean, I live less than a mile from it. But it's weird playing a tournament on your so-called home golf course. The greens are so much faster and firmer, and it's just different. You get used to playing the course at a certain speed. Say the greens are normally running at 10, and then you go out for the tournament, they're running 12, if not more. So the putts are different. The speeds are different. It's just – it's tough to get used to. I mean, that's – I mean, they've had the RSM Classic here at Sea Island for maybe 10, 12 years, and I don't think there's been anybody that has lived in Sea Island that has won the tournament. And we've got at least 10 guys, if not more, every year that play in that tournament, and not one of us have won it. So it's kind of weird how that works out.
Yeah, that is. That is crazy. And by the way, this year – Harris has had a third at Greenbrier, six at Sanderson Farms, a fourth in Houston, a fifth in Mayakoba. Harris mentioned a moment ago a top 10 at the Arnold Palmer, and as I'm crowning him, a second place finish at the Players Championship. So all of these top fives, top tens, it's been a great season so far, and I know you guys can't wait to get back out on the course whenever that happens to be. I got to ask you, though, you probably get asked this a lot, so I apologize if it's a tired question, but you got one course to play. It's going to be your last round of golf ever. What course is it going to be?
That's so hard to come up with that. I mean, I still enjoy and still am in awe of Augusta National. Every time I step foot on that property, I mean, it's – what I dreamed about when I was a kid, growing up in South Georgia, watching it on TV. I got to go to it in high school and play there for the first time, and it's just such a special place. I mean, it's literally the – every time I play it, it's the fastest day of the year because I wake up and I'm on 16 or 17, and I'm like, where is this day gone? But, I mean, it's the best course in my mind, and I will never turn down a chance to play that place.
Harris, back in 2014, I love this story, by the way. You were playing a practice round at Augusta. I think it was Brant Snedeker and a couple other guys, but you actually went up and aced number 12 during that practice round. I think Brant is actually taking a little bit of credit for that. Do you mind telling us that story?
Yeah, it was the Sunday before the Masters. Brant had always played that day, and I think that was my second time playing the tournament, mm-hmm. and you're still just kind of getting used to the preparation of what to do the week before. Do I play a tournament the week before? Or do I go up for a practice round? So I decided to play with him and one of his buddies from Nashville, and then David, a guy from Atlanta, both members there. And we get up to 12, and I think Brant hits 9-iron. The pin's front on 12, kind of front center, right over the water. Brant hits 9-iron probably 20 feet past, and he's like, hey – I was kind of between 9-iron and wedge, and he's like, it's a perfect wedge. Hit wedge, I think it one hops in the hole. We all go crazy, and lo and behold, Ben Crenshaw is teeing off on number 13 and watches it go in. He runs around the water, comes and high-fives me. It was just an unbelievable experience. I still have – they sent me a shadow box. So I still have it hanging in my office.
Good.
And, it's pretty cool.
That's awesome.
Not a better hole to have a hole in one on.
Yeah, well, that's one of those where, like, you know, there's some people, like, any story you have, they're going to have one to one-up you. But that's pretty much – there's not really one to one-up that one. That's the daddy right there. How many holes in one do you have, whether competitive or just in, you know, regular play?
I think I have five now. I've only had one in competition. It was in Dominican Republic a couple years ago. But yeah, five. I mean, it's weird. Holes in ones are so weird. Like, I know people that haven't had one.
He's just showing off now. Yeah.
As much as, and then I know people who've had 12 or 15. It's just,
we had the same conversation with Coach Hack yesterday. We were saying the exact same thing, that it's just weird how that works out sometimes. Here's another thing, Logan. You may not realize this with Harris. So Russell Henley wins the Stadion here in Athens in 2011 as an amateur. Mm-hmm. So, you know, that's pretty crazy stuff. And doing it here in Athens. Well, Harris does it later in the year at Ohio State University at the Scarlet Course there in Columbus. What was that experience like for you? And I know you've won on the tour, and you won in Memphis, and you won in Mayakoba. But when you won that event in, or that nationwide tour event in Columbus, I mean, how crazy was that?
Yeah, I mean, it kind of set up my whole career of getting starts on the nationwide tour, getting in the second stage of Q school. I mean, it really propelled me to having a heck of a summer Walker Cup team, and it was pretty much everything happened so fast of all my goals I wanted to achieve. Kind of everything happened in one tournament. What really helped Russell and I out was being able to play a nationwide event in Athens. Tim Chapman with Stadion sponsoring it, and Coach Hack giving the spots to the top two guys on the team, stroke average wise. So we got so much experience. We both played as juniors, and I think we both made the cut and finished around 20th or 30th. And then we both played again our senior year, and Russell won it, which was incredible. And I think I finished like 18th or something. So getting that experience on your home golf course in college, playing against the nationwide tour guys, I mean, that really set us up for what was coming soon in the next year or two. I mean, that experience, you really couldn't get anywhere else. We were so lucky to get those opportunities, and really just using that experience in Columbus, Ohio for that nationwide event. I don't think I would have won it unless I had played in the Stadion Classic in Athens twice, 2 years in a row, and known what to expect going into that tournament.
Well, you know, the Victor Hovlands and the, I guess, Matthew Wolfs and the the Morikawa, you know, they're talking about all these young guns and what they've been doing on the tour this year. And I keep thinking, heck, you guys were doing that almost 10 years ago, you know, jumping in there and winning events. So it's not anything new, but like you said, being able to play college golf, being able to get some shots in some tournaments with some veterans like that is really great. And I hate that we don't have that event here in Athens anymore, because I know that was such a huge deal.
Yeah, I hope they get it back sometime. And there was a great tournament in Valdosta and a great one in Athens. And I know all the pros loved going to those two towns. I mean, especially Athens with the bike race going on, all the fraternity parties. I mean, it was just such a fun time in Athens. And I think they could have built it up to be a really, really cool event where a lot of the college kids come out and have a good time.
Well, Harris, what's your tee time today?
I think we're teeing off around 1:30.
Nice.
Okay.
There's probably 12 to 15 guys. I think we're going to each put in about $200 and then pay the top three places. So
I love it.
I mean, trying to treat it as much like a regular tournament round as possible, just trying to stay in shape mentally and not just take 8 weeks off and not really do a whole lot. We're trying to stay competitive and still have some fun with it at the same time.
Well, that 1:30 tee time will make you feel like you're in the last group or the next to last group. So that'll work.
That's right.
Yeah. Dave, all of a sudden, mine and your afternoon looks really boring.
Well, I want to go down there and watch them.
Just a,
we got time.
Give me the gallery. That's all I want to do.
That's
man.
Right.
Just watch.
That's right.
Yeah. Yeah.
Anyway, well, Harris, we really appreciate you taking some time, and I know things will get back to normal, hopefully sooner rather than later. But continued success this year. You're off to a great start, and I know you know this, but all the Georgia golf fans and all the Bulldogs, we love following you guys on tour. It makes Saturdays and Sundays great when we're turning on the TV. So best of luck the rest of the year and everything else, and hopefully we'll get to talk to you again soon.
All Sounds good, guys. Appreciate you having me on. We're trying to make y'all proud, all the dog fans out there, and I'm looking forward to watching the dogs this coming fall. Hopefully, no cancellations or postponing games. I'm expecting big things out of the dogs this year, and hopefully playoff season.
Next time we have you on, we'll talk football. How about that?
Sounds good. Y'all have a good day.
All right. Hey, good luck today, thanks, too, by the way.
Appreciate it, guys.
All right, Harris. Thanks. Harris English.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.